Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria op na 30, Johannesburg en Rustenburg 28 grade. Ons begin met die bevestiging van wat ons van môre af vir die res van die maand vir brandstof gaan met opdok en dis goeie nuus.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 7 cents a liter. Diesel will decrease by 17.5 and 23.5 cents a liter.
Woordvoerder vir die departement van minerale hulpbronne en energie Robert Maake sê parafien sal 8 cent a liter goedkoper wees by groothandelaars terwyl gas so bietjie afkom 2 cent a kilogram. Die redes hiervoor?
The slightly lower oil prices on average compared to the previous period and the stronger rand against the dollar, which contributed to a decrease by about 13 cents on petrol and 14 cents on both diesel and IP.
Die Hooggeregshof van Johannesburg lewer vandag uitspraak in die verhoor van 'n pediatriese chirurg wat van moord aangekla word. Pieter Beil is in 2019 in hegtenis geneem op klagtes van strafbare manslag wat later na moord en bedrog omgeskakel is. Dit hou verband met die operasies wat hy op 3 kinders gedoen het en gelei het tot hulle dood. Masachaba Sefularo het meer.
The state contended that Pieter Beil conducted unnecessary procedures on the deceased children without getting the required consent in an attempt to recover financial losses he suffered after falling victim to a Ponzi scheme. The defense argued that Beil had no motive to kill the children or defraud their parents. Beil was arrested following the death of a 10-year-old patient. In court, the doctor admitted that he had misread the biopsy report that informed his decision to operate on the child. The boy died due to complications from the procedure. The other alleged victims were a 3-year-old boy and a 21-month-old girl. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
In Limpopo glo die polisie dat die man wat 4 studente in Bolobedu buite Tzaneen verkrag het, doodgeskiet is. Die verdagte het na bewering probeer om 3 mans te beroof toe hulle hom geskiet het. Limpopo polisiekommissaris Stemmi Gedebe sê dis min of meer dieselfde patroon wat gevolg is deur die verdagte wat die studente verlede week in hulle kamers by die Tlhagani Tibet College verkrag het.
We will be taking the relevant samples for DNA linkages to the crime kit that was collected in the scene.
Die regering van Kenia sê meer as 60 Kenianers het vasgekeer op die grens tussen Myanmar en Thailand en lewe in haglike omstandighede. Hulle is uit Myanmar se berugte kiberslenterkampe gered, waarheen hulle gelok is onder die beloftes van goed betaalde werk. Maar wanneer hulle daar aangekom het, word hulle gijslaar gehou en gedwing om aanlyn bedrog te help pleeg. Kenia sê alternatiewe opsies en routes word nou gesoek om die groep terug by die huis te kry. En die mark van moderne kuns beleef ongekende groei tydens beleggers afwisseling en alternatiewe bates wat hulle soek. Navorsing deur Horizon Grandview Research toon dat die Suid-Afrikaanse kunstoerisme mark tussen 2025 en 2030 jaarliks met sowat 3.9% kan groei met galerye en museums wat die grootste deel van die mark uitmaak. Ek skryf dit soos op die top story at the Sawa petrol, diesel, paraffin and gas. All cheaper for the rest of the month from tomorrow.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This is not the end. It will come a day.